A major review of Boston Public Schools is due out this month. It's a state audit, the first in the system in 10 years, and it comes at a time of challenge and transition in the district. WBUR's Max Larkin joins us now to tell us more. Hi, Max.
Hi, Bob.
So tell us why state education officials are doing this review.
Well, first off, Bob, as you said, it's been a while. These periodic audits are required under state law, and they tend to happen every 5 years or so. But we haven't gotten one on BPS, the state's largest school district, since 2009. And, Bob, these things matter. If the state isn't happy with the academic progress that a district is making, the reports can serve kind of as a template for interventions up to and including the state takeover of an entire district's schools.
Well, there's been some speculation about just that, intervention or takeover, but how likely is that?
I think total takeover seems very, very unlikely, Bob. Boston is this incredibly complex district. You've got 125 schools, 53,000 students. It would be an enormous political risk to take all that on. And then the district isn't considered one of the state's most poorly performing districts at the moment anyway. That said, I think there will be some pretty stark findings in the report. We had Mayor Marty Walsh telegraphing the same thing on Radio Boston last week with Tiziana Deering.
That report's going to come out. It's not going to be a real pretty report.
Do you have an idea of what's going to be in it already?
We have some. We're reviewing it now. The school department's reviewing it. But it's important for us at the end of the day, regardless what the study is, that we show that we need to be one great district for every single student.
So again, while we don't know the details of what might be in this report, it seems very likely that that will be the story. BPS, still on average, a pretty strong urban school district, but with lots of room to improve for its most vulnerable students.
So, Max, what are the biggest changes since the last state review in 2009?
I think that BPS has been a little bit of a moving target since then, Bob. They've had four new superintendents in the last 7 years, so you've got this almost biannual churn of staffs and visions. They've had some apparent successes in that time. The graduation rate fell slightly this past year, but it had been climbing kind of consistently for many years before that. They have this billion-dollar investment that they're rolling out in new school facilities. And you've had some other reforms, longer school days in some places, better food, more nurses, social workers, things like that. But the big thing I think to note is that the district is now serving more and more Latino students, immigrants, particularly English learners. Back in 2009, one in five BPS students was learning English in the schools, and now that number is up to around one in three.
Well, how are students in that population, that diverse population, faring as it grows?
That's one place where the picture is definitely less sunny. You've got widening gaps in sort of test scores and general opportunities, consistently higher dropout rates, for example, among English learners. I spoke to Miren Uriarte, who studied English learners and Latino students for her whole career and served 4 years on the Boston School Committee. She says this is an area where Boston and Massachusetts at large, both often sort of boasting these reputations as leaders in public education, actually have some catching up to do.
Denver, LA, in Miami, they recognize that that's who their enrollment is. We have not recognized the numbers and the diversity of the enrollment except through lip service.
So in those other cities, Bob, you might have schools doing more robust teacher training, embracing dual language learning, where a school day is conducted in a foreign language halftime and then in English. BPS has started that up a little bit. The Mattahunt Elementary in Mattapan does dual language with Haitian Creole, for example, but it's not exactly widespread.
Max, in this school year, there have been some major changes. A new superintendent, more funding for schools. Is the city better positioned now than it has been to address these needs, or not, do you think?
Well, I think there's reason to be hopeful. Yes, you've had an infusion of cash into the district. They have this billion-dollar investment that they're rolling out in new school facilities. Walsh has set aside $100 million that's meant to be targeted at precisely the groups that we talked about, English learners, also students with disabilities. And then you've got this new superintendent who's very focused on change, Brenda Caselius. She just last month proposed this strategic plan to build teacher diversity, foster community engagement, expand dual language education. And these are things that advocates have wanted for a while now. So it is sort of a hopeful moment for a lot of the people in the district.
What are the chances, do you think, the state might make recommendations to take action for Boston to address those issues?
I think this report is just a report, so it will be findings. But again, the Education Commissioner, Jeff Riley, could use it to sort of make some recommendations. Now, I got a statement from Brenda Caselius. She sounded pretty calm. She said her staff, quote, look forward to collaborating with the State Education Department toward our shared goal. But I think there are other people who are a bit more alarmed. Boston Teachers Union President Jessica Tang believes that Boston has found in Caselius a superintendent who's sort of finally up to the district's big challenges of politics and equity. And so the idea of the state coming in at this precise moment strikes her as counterproductive.
If the state wants to be helpful, they should support us with resources and time and stability to implement the new strategic plan and a lot of the ideas and solutions that we've been advocating.
So obviously, Bob, some of this is speculation. We don't quite know what will come of this report, but it's due to be out in the next couple of weeks, and I imagine I'll be back in here shortly after we find out.
WBUR's Max Larkin, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Bob.
You can dive into more data about Boston Public Schools at our website, wbur.org.